National Rural News.
This season, sugar crush is in full swing in Queensland, with farmers battling falling prices and a smaller crop with drought and Cyclone Debbie impacting yields. I caught up with cane growers chairman Paul Skembury to find out how it's going.
The crush is well and truly underway. We're looking at a crush in Australia this year of around 34 million tonnes of cane. The crop will be down in Queensland by about 2-3 million tonnes. That's courtesy of Cyclone Debbie. And, of course, we've had a major drought on the eastern seaboard of Queensland, southern Queensland. But, look, the crushing is making steady progress. There have been some delays. Obviously, settling in plant and equipment can be problematic. There have been some mill breakdowns, which have been frustrating for growers. But the mills appear to be settling down now, and there has been some rain in the far north. So, fingers crossed, nothing out of the ordinary. We've got a long way to go, and we're hopeful we can get this year's crop here.
As far as those issues with the mills go, can you elaborate a bit more on them? Could they have been prevented?
Certainly in our industry, we have to get that crop off in a very tight window. And that window normally is from the start of June to the end of November. In a perfect world, we'd like to finish around the middle of November. And so we need to be able to control the things that we can, which is mill reliability. If you've got a narrow window, you obviously need your plant and equipment to perform at maximum efficiency. And so there's nothing more frustrating for a farmer than having a perfectly fine day when the harvesters can motor along the paddocks, but the mills are broken down. So certainly we're just hoping that it is commissioning problems, and we hope that the mills settle into a steady routine.
How are prices shaping? We had the issues with QSL and Wilma leading right up to pretty much D-Day this season. What sort of impact has that had on growing, and broader on that? How are prices?
Well, certainly it's a good question. Obviously the fact that those contracts were signed literally at 2 minutes to midnight has meant that growers have lost a lot of opportunity in terms of harvesting pretty high prices. The world sugar price in the last 6 months has fallen from around $600 to $700 a tonne Australian for a tonne of sugar, down to about $350 to $450 a tonne Australian. That's a massive fall. And so the growers that refuse to be intimidated by the mills into signing contracts that were unfair, they've lost a lot of money. Now, I've heard some estimates of well over $100 million that those growers have lost simply because they couldn't capture some of that high-price environment. In terms of the world price, it's certainly come off the highs that we witnessed 6 months ago. We're hoping that the market will pick up. There was a overread of the supply and demand situation. People were looking for this season for a deficit. That deficit might, in fact, now be a surplus of 3 to 5 million tonnes. So, look, we think the cycle's changed from deficit to surplus, hence the downward pressure on prices. But sugar prices are extremely fickle and volatile. We've seen them almost reach the basement, and then in quick time they can turn around.
Cane Growers Chairman Paul Skembury speaking on this season's sugar crush and a few of the challenges facing farmers this year. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Wednesday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. I hope you have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.